The government here has an obligation to the people to, of sorts, protect the people. I'm not coming from a reliance perspective here in that sense, but what I mean by that is protecting the rights and the interests of the people. For example, if someone steals something from someone else, and I know there's no such thing as theft in the bigger picture, but however, working with how things are done today, someone steals something from someone else, then the law will step in there and rectify the situation as best it can. However, in this case, where I'm coming from is if, say, one was to take possession of a home that is for sale, obviously the one selling the place is wanting to give up the property and all he wants is his money. The government would have no authority to remove you from the home because it's our home, built from our earth, and we have the supreme authority. Remember, it's the people in right of Her Majesty, people in right of planet Earth. And it's just simply part of our inheritance. So where the government would step in at this point and with respect to the protection is to provide the money to the seller. It is not a concept of or a requirement of God that money is paid for an heir to acquire what is his. It is a requirement, however, of government that money is paid, and or certainly an expectation, and I believe a requirement as per the Currency Act, and again, taxes must be paid in legal tender, so taxes can't be paid in legal tender if money's not in circulation. But the main point here, I think, is the only way that the government can step in now to protect the seller of the home property is the government can't come along and kick you out of the home. It's your home. So that leaves only one solution for the government, and that is to put up the funds for the vendor, the seller of the home. I say this on this audio because in the case of a home, it's a little bit different than a car or furniture and these other things perceptually. However, at the end of the day, it is all part of our inheritance because all of these things are constructed from earth. However, the seller of the home may not be on point with all of that and likely isn't, and the fact that he's asking money and would be evidence of that. That he's not on point and he's not going to accept that the home that you're moving, his home, from his perspective that you move into, the claim is your home, he's not going to accept that perspective, that it's part of your inheritance and that you can just do that. So again, the protection of the law here, in my view, is that the vendor in this case, the government has no alternative but to provide that vendor with the funds. Similar, I think, in what happened, as I was told, with some native people who see some land preventing a development from carrying on. And so the government, as I am to understand, stepped in and basically paid the developer off by providing the funds to the vendor, pardon me, to the developer. The government did not come along and kick the natives off of the what they were claiming is their land. Rather than that, it is, again, to my understanding, it paid the money to the developer, and the developer went away. This whole concept of buying and selling things evolved long after God had created the heavens and the earth and given man dominion over it. And it's really a concept of man, like I say, not God. So as an heir, you'd have the lawful authority. And you take this information and use it how you will. It's at your own risk. And it's not a fear statement, but just think of what you're doing if you're considering these things. Anything with respect to any information shared in these audios here, inheritance remedy. But as an heir, you have the lawful right to claim what is yours. And again, that would leave the government in a position where it, again, government being subservient to the people, would not have the authority to come along and remove you from that home any more than it did not come forth and remove the natives from the land that they were claiming. The government instead put up the money. And so in that sense is the protection of the law, in my view. And again, the protection of the law here is not being afforded to the heir, it's being afforded to the seller of the home that wants his money. Going back to the audio one, the government knows full well that people are not born with money, and as an heir, we don't need money anyhow. But the sleepy vendor is going to want his funds, and again, I suggest that this is where the government will step in and provide that vendor with the funding. Keeping in mind also that the people in right of Her Majesty, whose money is it at the end of the day anyhow? we're in right of Her Majesty, we're in right of the money. Let's remember that the banks are given a charter under the authority of the law here, and it's all the people's anyhow, all of it. Anything and everything that's emanating from the earth, created of the earth, and that includes the paper money or so on and so forth. The government has a greater obligation to the people than it does to the corporate entities here. Remember, life first, everything else second. And again, this is not about battling with the government or her agents. It's about putting things in proper perspective, the perspective that it was in the beginning, and getting back to that. I guess you could say that the law being binding upon the government and the agents is that the protection of the law is actually, that protection is afforded to the heir who knows who he is. And again, as an heir, it's not something we rely on, this protection of the law. It's just something that the government has to do. It's its mandate, if you will. Let's face it, people do not constitute government to screw themselves. As people that work for government are part of the people, too. It's those that are paid employees, public and civil servants, that are the servants, not the people, not the heirs. And the servants don't give the orders. The masters do. The people.